online and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the main evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the Cabinet is meeting to discuss giving Gardaí new powers to shut down pubs that breach COVID-19 public health regulations. Ministers will also rubber stamp an NPHET recommendation that pubs which are still closed not be allowed open on Monday. A Donegal senator, meanwhile, says pubs in the county are looking for immediate government support and all politicians need to rally behind them. Bus Éireann says a fifth of secondary school buses will be at 50% capacity at the start of the school year. It's reviewing all secondary school routes following a government decision that student numbers on buses should be halved. Meanwhile, questions remain in Donegal over concessionary bus tickets. And later in the bulletin at around quarter past five, Oisin is here with all the sports news. Good evening. We begin with that Cabinet meeting to discuss giving Gardaí new powers to shut down pubs breaching COVID-19 public health regulations. Ministers also discussing concerns over house parties and expected to rubber stamp an NPHET recommendation that pubs which are currently closed because they don't serve food not be allowed open on Monday as had been hoped. Shane Beattie is outside government buildings.
The Cabinet began meeting at 3 o'clock with pubs and house parties dominating the agenda. They're discussing giving Gardaí extra powers to close a pub if they feel public health guidelines aren't being respected. Gardaí could apply for a pub closure for 30 days. These measures will need Oireachtas approval when the Dáil resumes on Wednesday. Ministers will also agree that pubs only serving alcohol will stay closed on Monday. On house parties, ministers are looking at a major crackdown where it would be an offence to organise or go to a gathering in a house with more than six people.
A Donegal senator says pubs in the county are looking for immediate government support and all politicians need to rally behind them until that happens. Senator Eileen Flynn was at a recent meeting attended by local publicans and says there's a profound concern that closed pubs have missed out on the peak season, which usually carries them through a quiet winter. Senator Flynn says while getting schools reopened should be and is the priority, financial aid must be put in place for shut pubs as a matter of urgency.
A lot of them right now are just looking for support. As you know yourself, in the winter months, some of the pubs around here don't do very well anyway. So they're after missing the peak, if it's okay to say that. They're after missing the summer break. So now it's about being able to get the financial support that they deserve and that they need to reopen in the coming months. And I will say it's important that we get students back to school.
Bus Éireann says a fifth of secondary school buses will be at 50% capacity at the start of the school year. It's reviewing all secondary school routes following the government decision to halve the number of students allowed on vehicles. With more, here's Trish Laverty.
Bus Éireann operates 2,100 routes for secondary schools. In light of the public health guidelines to halve student capacity, the company now has to come up with a range of solutions. They include assessing which routes will need more drivers and vehicles and finding those through a competitive process. It'll look at schedule changes to routes, ensure that all vetting and safety standards are maintained and that drivers are trained in COVID prevention protocols. As a result, Bus Éireann says at the beginning, only 20% of secondary school services will be at 50% capacity.
Meanwhile, the annual debate over concessionary school bus tickets is raising its head once again with the coronavirus pandemic further exacerbating that problem. Many parents in Donegal have been unable to ascertain if their child is eligible for a concessionary school bus ticket this year because of a system failure last week. Councillor Paul Canning says people have questions and they deserve answers.
They can't even get in to the system. Whenever you click on the system, it just says the school transport family portal, whatever, is down. And you can't even get to put your case to them, which is totally wrong. At least to have somebody giving you some information at the end of the line, which would help.
85 new cases of COVID-19 were reported today north of the border. It brings the total number of cases in Northern Ireland to 7,049. No new deaths reported today. The death toll remains at 560 since the pandemic began. Motorists are being urged to exercise caution on the road between Letterkenny and Lenties. The R250 has been blocked at Fintown today because of a collision. People are being urged to avoid the area. Emergency services have been at the scene of a collision and that's continuing to have its presence felt in the roads this afternoon and this evening. Meanwhile, motorists are being advised to avoid the Melmount Road, which is blocked between Sion Mills and Strabane following a three-vehicle road traffic collision this afternoon. People are urged to seek alternative routes in both instances. Diversions have been in place. A hoarder from Northern Ireland has pleaded guilty to the manslaughter of 39 Vietnamese migrants who were found dead inside a lorry container in Essex last October. 40-year-old Ronan Hughes from County Armagh was extradited to the UK from Ireland in June. It's understood five other defendants have pleaded not guilty and will go to trial in October. Sky's Home Affairs correspondent Mark White says Ronan Hughes entered his plea at the Old Bailey this afternoon.
Charges of 39 counts of manslaughter for each of the 39 victims. 10 of those victims included teenagers. The youngest were two 15-year-old boys.
Workers whose wages are being subsidised by the state won't face a build-up of taxes to repay. The government is replacing the existing temporary wage subsidy scheme with a new employment wage subsidy scheme from next Tuesday. For businesses hardest hit by COVID-19, any tax liability for the new supports will be taken at source rather than collected at a later date. The scheme will see the government subsidising some workers' incomes until at least March of next year. Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue says October's budget will be a crucial one.
Rarely have the times been more uncertain for putting together a budget. Rarely has a budget been needed more for being able to outline how we are going to work our way through these challenges. We're going to get through this. We're going to get put together a budget that can help. And our country is going to get through the challenge of COVID, and Budget 2021 will look to help with that.
The government is being urged to make changes to personal tax liability regulations for employees who work in Northern Ireland but live in the Republic. A campaign group, the Cross Border Workers Coalition, has been established to highlight the fact that such workers are largely prohibited from working from home and can be subject to double tax on their income. The group claims the benefits to the Exchequer are minimal, and this is a blunt measure which impacts on the health and well-being of workers. Conor Dowds is a spokesperson for the CBWC.
We're calling on the Irish government to address current tax rules, which effectively prohibit us from performing any of our work duties while based in the Republic of Ireland without incurring additional and double tax liability. So, for example, we have individuals such as myself, but across many different industries where we are living in Donegal, for example, and employed in Derry, where we have to exercise all of our work from the office in Derry. And that may mean we cannot attend meetings or conferences that may take place in Letterkenny or Dublin and so forth. But also for many people working in global companies, if you need to perform work duties later in the evening or very early in the morning, that means we have to travel directly into the office to perform those tasks. Pre-COVID, this was a significant component of anxiety and stress for the members of our group, because there was a lot of uncertainty as to what would happen in the COVID-19 context. Now, thankfully, the Revenue Commissioners in Dublin have given us an allowance during this unprecedented time of the pandemic to work remotely. It's extremely complicated, as tax tends to be, but to simplify it, what it means is, in that scenario, the person who is employed in Northern Ireland but performing work, let's say, for 5 days in Donegal Town, would pay their tax to the UK Revenue Commissioners. But for those 5 days they performed that work in Donegal Town, they would pay additional tax or would have to register for the Revenue Commissioners. It's a nonsensical rule which we believe is put in place for a different purpose, but really is having a large impact on the members of our group, which is causing significant impacts not only for them but for employers.
And that was Conor Dowd speaking on the 9 to Noon show earlier today. Quilcha says the numbers of people visiting its forests this summer has risen significantly, with Ard's Forest Park in Donegal seeing its visitors double. Between June and August, 15,038 visitors were recorded at Ard's Forest Park between Chrysla and Dunfanaghy. Quilcha's communications manager is Pat Neville.
We've seen visitor numbers rise in June and July, in the first part of August. Up to 15,000 people have visited Ard's Forest Park in that time. It would be almost double what we would have normally. We've all gone through this period of lockdown and people are wary of travelling abroad, and probably rightly so. So we're looking at the options that are around us, that are nearby to us, and people are reconnecting with nature, and there's really nowhere better in the country to do that than Ard's Forest Park.
One of the noticeable characteristics of Ard's is, apart from signage and occasional warning barriers and so on, there is literally nothing there except for the woods, the pathways, and you've done minimal development, minimal interference with the surroundings, and that appears to be one of the keys to the actual forest park itself.
Exactly, Donal, and this is a forest that we're managing just for recreation, trying to encourage people to get out and reconnect with nature. And Ard's Forest Park is managed exclusively for that. So when people arrive, there's a place to park the car, there's a signpost that will direct them around the walk, and there's the wonderful trees and the forest. It's a really unique forest park to have so close to the sea. and very unusual in Ireland to have big trees like that right next to the sea. And as well, I should say, around the whole county of Donegal, Caolte have a number of recreation forests. There's forests in Bonnie Glen, Drumbow, Ballycarran, Drummonahan and Woodquarter, all around the county of Donegal and not just Ards. And if they look at the Caolte website, they can find a map to them all there.
And that was Caolte's communications manager, Pat Neville. A number of agencies have promised to work together to alleviate flooding problems in Strabane's Ballycolman estate. A meeting took place last evening in the estate with senior NI Water, Rivers Agency and Road Service officials discussing the situation with local politicians and representatives of residents. The meeting was arranged by West Tyrone MLA Melissa McHugh. He says it was a constructive discussion and a joined up approach is being promised.
I'm satisfied that they're totally committed to resolving the issue of continuous flooding in the Lower Ballycolman area. And they explained different strategies that hopefully they'll be adopting now in the near future in order to address problems there.
Are there changes that can be made in the area that will stop this from happening for once and for all?
It was explained to us that in terms of floodwaters that are usually drained through the gullies and that, some of that actually diverts into the sewage system, and they're to adopt measures that's going to reduce the amount of surface water or storm drain water that goes into the sewage system in itself. To ensure that it doesn't affect the sewage system to the extent where it would back up or anything else going onto the road and into people's homes. They have already addressed other issues in relation to what they refer to as pressure plates in some of the manholes there, where one of them actually was not functioning properly. Road Service themselves have also said to it they were going to continue with ongoing maintenance work to ensure just that that type of contribution that surface or storm drain was making, that that would be reduced by cleaning out all the storm drains on a regular basis.
And that was Melissa McHugh, MLA. Bus Éireann is adding extra buses from Letterkenny to Dublin and Derry Letterkenny to Sligo. The additional expressway services will operate from Sunday, September 6th. With more, here's Catherine Gaffney.
Bus Éireann will run an additional bus from Letterkenny to Dublin. The coach will depart Letterkenny a quarter to two in the morning and depart Dublin a quarter to nine in the evening, 7 days a week. Route 32 serves Letterkenny, Lifford, Strabane, Sion Mills, Newton Stewart, Oma, Ballygolly, Auchnacloy, Emmy Vale, Monaghan, Castle Blaney, Carrickmacross, RD, Dublin Airport and Dublin City. Two additional buses will also run between Sligo Derry and Sligo Letterkenny. Coaches will depart Sligo at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and depart Derry at 6:30 in the evening, Monday to Saturday. Coaches will depart Sligo at 7:05 and depart Letterkenny at 10:15 in the evening every Sunday. Route 64 serves Sligo, Drumcliff, Grange, Cliffany, Tullahan Cross, Bundoran West and East, Ballyshannon, Donegal, Ballybuffet, Letterkenny, Manor Cunningham, Newton Cunningham, Calais and Derry.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny, with the new Donegal GA Raven range, including zip-ups, tracksuit bottoms and shorts, available in-store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15 and we say good evening to Oisín Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We're going to start with cycling and the latest from the Donegal Atlantic Way Ultra 555. It's the fifth edition of the event where competitors, of course, are tackling the lovely scenery and geography of Donegal over 550 kilometres. They started at 7 o'clock this morning. There's a couple of big names involved in the event like Ronan McLaughlin. Let's get the latest now for how things are panning out on the event with our race organiser, Sean McFadden.
Oisín's going absolutely fantastic. The sun's shining and it's been a cracking race from the left of the ramp this morning at 7 a.m. and the boys are going toe-to-toe, you know, so we're absolutely delighted, you know. We thought this morning a bit of a drizzle and the wind is in their favour, and as I said, the sun's shining again and the race is on. At the head of the field at the minute, as we said, we talked about the three or four big hitters. You have Ronan McLaughlin and Roy Devlin, and Mark McGinley is battling it out at the head of the field. And Christopher Beattie is in fourth position, but Ronan is setting a blistering place. He's 29 minutes up on from last year's course record, where they've done their homework on it. Roy Devlin is about 15 minutes behind that, and him and Mark McGinley is having a massive battle, and there's only a couple of minutes between the two of them. So then you go into the two-man teams. Aidan McGregor and Tony Doherty is the top two-man teams, and LK Bike, sorry, is the second two-man team. And in the four-man team, it is Team Delly Doherty is the leading four-man team.
Thanks to Sean McFadden there. Now, the battle is continuing with COVID in the county. Earlier today, Milford United and Milford GA Club were able to resume activity after a reported test returned negative. And just a few hours later, a short distance away from Milford, Kilmacrenan Celtic and Termin GAA were forced to suspend activity following a reported COVID case in the area, which has close contact connection with both clubs. Well, the quarterfinals of the Tyrone Senior Football Championship get up and running tonight with a huge game. It's the defending champions Trillick against former winners Killy Clougher. GAA commentator and journalist Paddy Hunter says this one is too tight to call.
Killy Clougher, reasonably impressive against Carrickmore in the first round. It's a 3-point victory over Carrickmore. You know, they come into this game with plenty of expectation. Mark Bradley scored a goal and 8 points in that game. Mark Hayes got a goal. But interesting enough to say that the likes of Ashley McCann, Hayes, Tiernan Cox, Tiernan McCann, Conal McCann, some of the bigger names, shall we say, John Rafferty in the defence there, didn't really perform the way that a lot of people expected them to. Now, they're up against a Trillick side that huffed and puffed against Galway. Trillick had 12 wides in that one, and Nigel Sini, he was just happy to get over the line. And, you know, Lee Brand scored 6 points. Virtuoso display from him on the night. A bit like him and Bradley. They're pretty similar in terms of taking points for fun, going for long scores. So it could come down to a battle of those two. Trillick come into this game, plenty of improvement needed, but no doubt about that. Killy Clougher are coming in under the radar, so to speak. So it's very much to play for. There's no doubt about that. It's all the hallmarks have been a very intriguing championship encounter. And I'm certainly not going to tell you who I think might win it because it's too hard to call actually in that one.
Throw-in time to that game tonight is 7:30. As for the rest of the quarterfinals, tomorrow it's Coal Island against Derry. Loughlin, Dungannon to go on Ardbow and Errigal Kieran to go on Dromore. Those last two games are taking place on Sunday. This weekend in Donegal, it's Hurling Championship action taking centre stage. Gets underway tonight in Group B of the juniors, Narossa to go on Downings, while Buncrana plays Satanta and McCool's to go on Burton. Two big games in the Senior Hurling Championship. There is, of course, no intermediate or senior football championship this weekend, so the sides are turning their attention to divisional regional league games, which are going to be played across from tonight through until Sunday. But there is a handful of junior football championship games taking place on Saturday and Sunday. There's a couple of big hitting matches as well scheduled to take place for ladies here in Donegal all on Sunday. The senior semi-final sees Glenfinn against Mavill. That one's at 10:30 on Sunday morning. The winner will play Termin in the final. The intermediate finals in Ballybuffet at 1 o'clock on Sunday. St Eunan's take on St Noel's. The Junior B final will see Uris against Mallon. And the Junior B plate final is Burt against Neve Padraig Muff. On to soccer. Republic of Ireland women's team manager Vera Pugh has named a squad of 30 for the upcoming European Championship qualifier against Germany. Milford's Amber Barrett, who plays her football with Cologne in Germany, is included in the forwards, while St Johnstone's Tyler Toland is again left out. The panel will be cut to 23 ahead of the match in Essien on September the 19th. There are two FAI Cup second round matches this evening. John Caulfield takes charge of Galway United for the first time against Shelburne at Eamon Dacey Park, and Athlone Town will host Wexford in the Midlands. The two North West sides, of course, play tomorrow evening. Derry City are at United Park to take on Drogheda United, looking to put the disappointment of their European exit behind them. That one starts at 5, and Fun Harps will be buoyed following their first victory in the league last weekend at Waterford. Next up is a cup assignment at the Carlisle Grounds. Bray Wanderers are the opposition. It's a 7:45 tomorrow night, and Harps, of course, will be looking to carry that form into the tie this weekend. Here's boss Ollie Horgan.
We'll freshen things up to a degree. You know, that's not a, it's nothing really on the basis. We will give lads maybe game time that may not have got a huge amount of it, but we need to be at our best regardless of the personnel that come out to get into out of Brave. They're looking for promotion. It's probably the reverse of the situation we were in when we went to Bray in the Cup. I think it might have been 2 years ago. Yeah. We were at the top of the First Division. They were at the bottom of the Premier Division, and we ran out winners. And it's kind of the reverse of that on Saturday, where we're in the opposite camps at the moment as regards the division.
Just a note on an upcoming Premier Division game in the SSER Trusty League, the meeting of Derry City and Dundalk, which was scheduled for next Friday, that has been postponed due to international call-ups. Locally, the big game of the weekend is at McGinn Park in Buncrana tomorrow evening as Aile look for the League and Cup double. In the League Cup final, they take on Glengad United. That one kicks off at 5 o'clock tomorrow. In athletics, the AAA National Senior Championship sees the second weekend of action in Santry in Dublin on Saturday and Sunday. Last week, of course, there was national titles for Brendan O'Donnell and Summer Leckie. We've got three other contenders for medals this coming weekend. Brendan Boyce in the walk, and in the throwing discipline, the Kelly brothers, John and James. Mark English will not be involved this weekend. He was unsuccessful in his appeal to Athletics Ireland on his exclusion from the championships. He ran recently in Italy, and despite being on the government's green list, athletes who travelled overseas have to isolate for 14 days prior to an event under AI protocol. That ruled Mark out of the championships this weekend, denying him the chance of an 8th outdoor title. The appeal was rejected yesterday. Cricket wise, there's a number of big cup semi-finals penciled in for tomorrow. And in the Senior Cup, Dunamana will be taking on Coleraine, with Brady against Brigade. While involved in the Samuel Jeffrey Cup semi-finals are St Johnstone. They will take on Ballyspallin. In golf, Rory McIlroy gets a second round of the BMW Championship underway just before 6 o'clock. He'll tee off from level par. Hideki Matsuyama is the course leader. He sits at 3 under. While on the rugby front, Ian Madigan has been named to start for Ulster against his former side Leinster tomorrow. The out half is one of 8 changes made by Dan McFarland, with Rob Herring and Eric O'Sullivan among those to come in. Jacob Stockdale continues at fullback. That's it from the sports desk for today. Chris Ashmore will have Saturday Sport tomorrow, just after the 2 news. Donal.
Thank you very much indeed. Oisín agus anois an nocht a léamh ag Colm Ferriter.
Fáilte is stáil roimh ag na príomhscéaltaí Geilige a léamh ag Colm Ferriter an seo ar Highland Radio. Tag a leor aisín a uair a chuirte ar fáil ar lína le haigh fólamóirí na teanga agus iad ag tóirt aia ar a oscailt an chóras idehis an teacht an seo. Bés ráid nua do chúla ceathair ar scóil ar ais ar TG ceathair ag Deirdre na Mise. Ag tosiart dealúin seo thugann is í orla na inéa a bheas a chuirí leathair le muinteoirí éagsúla i mbun rangana ag amanta difriúla sa trai nua. Bé téama cochais siúil an fásta ag díru ar haimí an scoil don céad cochais le na muinteoirí a chodú le tuismitheoirí agus poistí socrú ar ais ar scoil agus iad a dulaing leat le na háfraithe na nósanna agus na móna ibre nua a teag buint leis. Tás raibh físan leis an ad údar aine ní ólú a faoina uairscéaltaí pinkí sa gealtacht agus lórama bunk com fálsaithe nis ar lína chomaid. Dú réir capis nua fálsaithe daravanam in iúchú ar an tomidehas de ghaltaí in scolana lán Geilige i gceantar faoi mí bhuntáiste tá dul chun cin níos fear buinte amach ag poistí tuag freastal ar gael scolana a bhfuil stádas deis acu an acha le bon scolana deis go náisiúnta. Rinne an taide seo ag an Institute Idehis Oldscoil Bailithe Clia agus i deanta le fáras taide ar Idehis a bhéanú ag an chóile am Idehis Gaeltachta agus Gaeilige ag díru iste ar chaidin léharachta agus matematica sna scoltathe. Tá an tarastal le leo ina omlanya ag an sif COGG.ie. Fógaríú scéim forbartha alúna sna main ar na malamh fríd an estiocht a údaras na Gaeltachta a chártar an cúrsa ar fáil stáhrag súl go cruchuthar deisina fástiochta agus alúna ar fad a carter Jason of Fastiota are foiled Frigian Cursa, Ta TG Caharagus Udras de Gelta, Ta Eglorug Lerihit Specia, O Holak de Nyau Splaha, Lerachan, Ave Sim Aku Parcha Glacus, the scheme, Svejer Sunri, the schema, August Farmaha, August Aralia, Tashadiligar foil. Eg Udurus Bunkai. Shema Hodge Eligolier Slanagus Bannett.
Karamahagoth Colum. Augustinish on I'm sure it'll continue dry this evening with a mix of cloud and a few late sunny intervals, moderate to fresh and gusty northerly winds, strong near the coast. Mainly dry tonight, apart from an isolated light shower with largely clear skies, lows of 7 to 10 degrees Celsius with light to moderate northerly breezes. Mostly dry tomorrow, apart from a very isolated light shower with a mix of cloud and sunny spells, moderate north to northwest winds, fresh at times near the coast, cool for the time of year with maximum temperatures temperatures tomorrow of 13 to 14 degrees Celsius. And that's Highland Radio News for now. Main stories in brief this evening. The Cabinet is meeting to discuss giving Gardaí new powers to shut down pubs breaching COVID-19 public health regulations. They're also discussing growing concerns over house parties. A Donegal senator says pubs in the county are looking for immediate government support and all politicians need to rally behind them until that happens. It's believed the Cabinet will this evening ratify Neffet's recommendation not to allow pubs reopen on Monday that do not serve food. 85 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported north of the border over the past 24 hours. It brings the total number of cases to 7,049. No new deaths reported. The death toll in Northern Ireland, 560. And a haulier from Northern Ireland has pleaded guilty to the manslaughter of 39 Vietnamese migrants found dead inside a lorry container in Essex last October. We're back with news headlines again at 6. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 28th of August. The death has taken place of Cassie McColgan, Lemma Tudor, Glengad. Requiem Mass on Monday morning at 11 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Ahaclay, Mallon, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Due to HSE and to government guidelines, the wake and funeral are private to family and close friends only, please. The death has taken place of Mary Carey McGarvey, Lochinure, Annagree. Her remains are reposing at her daughter Mary's home at Crossroads, Lochinure. Funeral Mass in St Mary's Star of the Sea Church, Annagree, on Sunday at 1 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Due to government and HSE regulations, the wake, funeral and burial are private to family and close friends. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to St Union's Nursing Home, Letterkenny, care of any family member, or Kieran Rorty, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Paddy McLaughlin, Den, Muff, Cooldaff. Requiem Mass tomorrow in St Patrick's Church, Ahaclay, at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Due to HSE and to government guidelines, the wake and funeral are private to family and close friends. The death has taken place of Con O'Donnell, Carol Trasna, Greencastle. Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Ballybrack, tomorrow at 2, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the wake and funeral are private to family and close friends. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the RNLI or Laura Lynn Children's Hospice. The death has taken place at Antrim Area Hospital of Rita Clyde. Her remains are reposing at her sister Violet Brown's residence at 16 Spruce Road, Strabane. Funeral service there tomorrow at 9:30, with burial afterwards in Ernie Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Cancer Research Northern Ireland, care of William Key, Funeral Director. And the death has occurred of James Byrne, Cashel, Kilcar. His remains are reposing at his home. Removal from there tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock for funeral mass in St Cartha's Church, Kilcar, at 10:30, with interment afterwards in Kilcar Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to the RNLI, care of any family member. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the wake and funeral are private, please.